I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Taliban militants in Afghanistan issued a statement today. They threatened to disrupt crucial presidential elections scheduled for next month. The militants urged Afghans not to cast ballots in what the statement dismissed as an American process. The Taliban threat comes as U.S. troops continue a major push into Afghanistan's southern Helmand province. Meanwhile, the number of U.S. and international casualties in Afghanistan has hit record highs in July. The World's Aaron Schachter is embedded with an army unit in Helmand whose job it is to get wounded troops out alive.
Camp Dwyer is about as godforsaken a place as most Americans would ever experience. You can see nothing but flat desert for miles around, assuming you can see it all. The talcum powder like dust sits on the ground in piles like slush after a snowstorm, and stepping in it produces the same sloshy result. But as heavy as the dust is on the ground, even the slightest wind can create a blinding tan wall.
It's been really hard on our equipment out here.
Captain Matt Partika is a platoon leader with the Army's Charlie Company 5158. He heads up a unit of helicopter-based medics that supports some 3,000 Marines in the most dangerous region of Helmand Province. And he's not happy about that dust.
It does cake everything. And it gets into some of the vital components on the aircraft that keep it flying in the air. So we'd have to swap aircraft pretty regularly out here so we can go back to get washed and maintenance. It does greatly impact our mission here, the dust, by caking on the aircraft, caking on equipment, medical equipment in the aircraft, and so on.
It's especially important these days that the equipment works. July has been the deadliest month in Afghanistan since the coalition ousted the Taliban in late 2001. And that's meant things here have been very busy. Partika's crews have handled 13 patients in the past 48 hours. He estimates his 2 4-man helicopters fly more missions weekly in southern Helmand province than all the Army's medevac units these days in Iraq. Staff Sergeant Matthew Salek is with an air ambulance company known as Dust Off, a moniker bestowed on air medics in Vietnam.
One of the reasons I picked being medical asset is because I think one of the most important things is, you know, protecting our forces and saving those forces that are injured.
Salek has had a busy and tragic week. A few days ago, he picked up a Marine and his translator. The Marine is recovering from his wounds, but the translator died. Today was bloody for him as well. The casualties are hard on Salek. He says that during his year as a medic in Iraq, he didn't lose a single patient.
It's hard. When you think, you know, a life could have been saved or a life is possibly lost, it's hard on everybody on the crew, knowing that, you know, our job is to save lives. And it is detrimental to us when, you know, we can't save that person.
The only routine to a medevac's job is a complete absence of routine. The crews live and work next to the airfield, away from the main part of Camp Dwyer, in 2 tents. One is used for sleeping, the other as a command post. The living area is often kept dark all day for soldiers to catch sleep whenever they can. The command center is a constant hub of activity and is staffed 24 hours by 2 soldiers who wait for the inevitable call to come in. The alarm is something of a joke to help cope with the stress. It signals any number of things, but what the medevac crews wait for is called a 9-line. 9 lines of information signaling that their services are needed. The alarm went off yesterday morning at 8:45, but it said to wait. A Marine was shot in the back, pinned down by enemy fire. Private Maria Martinez is an aviation operations specialist on the overnight shift. She reads the text of the alarm.
Medevac landing zone is untenable due to enemy fire. Unit of returning fire and preparing to move casualty to Cop Sharp Amir, which is another location. We're going to have to move the patient somewhere else and go pick him up at that location.
So we wait while the crew continues to sleep. Martinez doesn't want to wake them until the last possible moment. That moment comes half an hour later, and in the parlance of the Army's medevac, a 9-line is dropped. The first crew up jumps out of bed. The 4 men whip on their gear while the rest sleep. The helicopter is cranked up and ready to fly within 10 minutes. They take off for another flight into the unknown. For the World, I'm Aaron Schachter with Task Force Talon at Camp Dwyer in Helmand Province, Afghanistan.